His grace is sufficient for us. I'm broken too. I guess maybe we all are in certain ways. We all have great need. But this year has been probably the hardest year of my life. And I'm not 22. So there are a lot of years. And this one, though, has been more challenging, maybe I could say. It started a year ago here at camp. It wasn't camp's fault. Camp didn't do anything to start anything. But my wife got sick last summer here at camp. It was first noticeable. And we wound up in Glens Falls Hospital. She did, in the emergency room. And one thing led to another. And until right now, there's been ongoing. And I could take the rest of the morning, and I won't. But ongoing need and medical intervention and surgeries twice, and chemotherapy and everything else involved in the middle of it. And then on top of it, my one knee decided to give up. And so I had to have a knee transplant. And that was in June. My wife, who had been through a year of all kinds of stuff, a surgery back in November, major surgery, and that's where they found our need and a serious concern in her body. Didn't know how, when, where, but started with a regimen of chemotherapy and then went to another surgery, also scheduled for June. So here we both were. Now, I could have put mine off. She couldn't, but I could have. I could have limped around for another few months. And I was actually thinking to do that. But I think everyone in my family and I kind of wanted also to get this out of the way. So we thought, well, we're both going to do this right now. And she's going to be laid up for a good long while, recovering. And I'm going to be laid up for a little while, recovering. And we're both going to be recovering. And it's going to be like the blind leading the blind. But we've got three good kids and families and around us and a good church family to support and help us. And so we'll do this. I can remember when the surgeon came to talk to me about my knee and the operation. And he said he had just heard, he heard from the anesthesiologist what my wife was facing. And her surgery that was a week later was, well, you can look it up. It's called the Mohs, the mother of all surgeries, because it is the mother of all surgeries. And it's a lot of cutting and a lot of taking this out and getting rid of that. And at the same time, chemotherapy right to the site. And a big deal, big deal. So the surgeon said to me, "You sure you want to do this?" Never had a surgeon try to talk anybody out of their surgery. I said, "No, we want to." "You sure? You know what you're facing in recovery from a knee transplant and what your wife is going to be facing when she recovers from..." I said, "Yeah, we kind of know and think we know." And so we went in just knowing that God is going to have to bring us through. We wanted to be at camp. I knew when I was supposed to be here. And I knew that, well, I don't know if I'm going to make it. It all depends on how things go. And it all depends on how my wife's surgery goes. And that was really up in the air. I had no idea in the middle of June when she was going through surgery if she would make it, period, number one, make it up to camp, number two, and if I would have to be there to help her, number three. It was all up in the air. And so she faced the surgery and went through it. And the night before the surgery, talk about in the moment, the night before, just a few hours, and I had had mine already, and I couldn't go with her. I couldn't take her. I couldn't drive. I couldn't be out there with her waiting around till they took her to the surgery. I couldn't go. Someone else had to do all that. And there I was, and getting ready to say goodbye in a few hours. And I know the Lord's there, and just trust the Lord. You know, it's nice to know the Bible verses. It's a different thing to have to experience them and to take His grace in the moment and to find His sufficiency right then. And I don't know how many texts had come that day. 100, maybe more, praying for you, thinking of you both, trusting the Lord, Bible verses, words of encouragement. They were all good. They were all good. But that night, we had to be in the hospital at 6 a.m. She had to be. I wasn't going anywhere. But she had to be in at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it was about 10:30 at night, and I got a text message. And that was rather late. I mean, it's okay. I'm up, but it was rather late to get a message, and I looked at it, and it's on WhatsApp. Not too many people text me on WhatsApp, and I looked at it, and it's from Tortola. Well, I don't know a whole lot of people in Tortola. A few, but not many. But Sister Vida, of course, we all know, or many of you know Sister Vida. And of all people under the sun, I get a text message from Sister Vida. But it wasn't one of those kind that you have to read. I don't even know how to send these kind. Somebody will teach me. Maybe one of my grandkids, one of my six-year-old grandkids will teach me how to send a voice text message. And that's what it was. And I pressed on the little thing there. I figured that much out. And here's Sister Vida. And she didn't say, hello, Brother Ernie, Sister Joyce, hope everything. I pressed it and I heard, dear Lord, we bring Sister Joyce to you. And we pray, Lord, that you'll stretch your hand out of mercy upon her. And she just prayed. She just prayed a prayer. And in the prayer, I could tell she really didn't know. Because she said, if Sister Joyce has had surgery, help her to recover well. If she's still facing the surgery, Lord, help her as she faces surgery. And Lord, wherever she's up to and whatever the situation is, Lord, I just pray right now. And Sister Vida went on and prayed and prayed and prayed. And then said, amen. And then the only thing she said other than a prayer was, goodbye. And that was it. So I quick texted Sister Vida back. And I said, Sister Vida, Joyce has to be in the hospital in a few hours. Your prayer is rather timely. And thank you for praying for us and for Joyce particularly. And so I thanked her for praying. And I waited a couple minutes, and there it came again on WhatsApp, this time one I could read. And she said, wow, 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 wow. I think five wows. If you know Sister Vida, you can hear her saying them. Wow. Those campers never leave you alone, do they? One, two, three strikes, you're out. I'm out. wow, 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 wow. She said, I didn't know the surgery was in the morning. And I was already asleep, she said. I was asleep in bed, and the Lord woke me up. And the Lord said, pray for Joyce. Pray for Joyce. Now, Joyce and Sister Vida never text, talk, email. They don't have close contact. They don't hate each other, and they're not mad at one another. But they don't have anything to do with one another necessarily. But Sister Vida knew of the situation over the year and the course of the year, and she got wind somehow that sometime or other something's going to happen. And lo and behold, here comes this prayer. Wow, 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 wow. I had no idea. No idea. But God woke me up, and God made me to pray. And you know, it was hours before surgery, but at that moment, I knew that God would take care of her. I knew that God was in control. Now, if you asked me that in the middle of the afternoon, I would have said the same thing. Yes, of course, God is in control. But I knew that I knew that I knew that in that moment, His grace is sufficient. And His help would be ministered. And so that next morning came, and I didn't feel so bad in sending her off, and throughout the day and after the surgery, and I got the call that all went well, and recovery in the hospital is usually 7 to 10 days, and then recovery after that could be weeks, if not months, depending on 40% chance of the time there is a complication, and so it's expected that something's going to go wrong in the 7 to 10 days that she's in the hospital. And on and on, they were telling us this and telling me that. And yet, in 3-4 days, she was discharged from the hospital. There were two surgeons, oncologists, that operated. They shared the burden and the duties. And one of them discharged her, and the other one, 2 days after she was discharged, went to visit and see her. And she wasn't there. Gave her a call and said, "How did you get out of here? I've never had a patient in all my years leave the hospital with this surgery after 4 days. You must be something special." "No, he's quite special. And his strength is made perfect in our weakness." Now, I know it doesn't always turn out that way, and God's still good. And God's still merciful, and God is still gracious. And in the moment, his grace is still sufficient, no matter what, no matter what. But I'm thankful that there are those times where you see his hand of mercy in a marked way. And through trial and through difficulty and through loss and in joy or in sorrow, today and tomorrow, I know he will walk with me. And I'm thankful that we have those opportunities to prove his faithfulness. We don't like those situations. This year has been terrible in that regard. But yet, in a sense, it's been precious because you learn to trust him more. You learn to see his hand extended on your behalf. And he shows in these little or larger ways that he's there underneath really are the everlasting arms. And I've probably preached about this stuff many, many times in my life and told other people what they should be doing and what they should know from the scriptures. But I'm thankful that we have an opportunity to, again, experience for ourselves. God is good. God is faithful. And his grace is sufficient. And we sang last week, but none of you much were here, just a couple of us. But number 68 in the White Book, you have that song of Annie Johnson Flint. And in her great need and great trial and affliction and sickness and pain, and she was not delivered out of it. She had to experience it. And with gnarled hands, a pencil was stuck in between her knuckles, and she scratched out the words to this song that we're about to sing, words that many of you probably know by memory. And thank God for the truth of it. And it was true in her life, in her situation, in her trial. No, he sometimes does not deliver us out of it, but sometimes he walks with us in it and through it and brings us to the other side. No matter what, his grace is sufficient for us. So maybe we could stand together as we sing 68 in the White Book, and we'll take the offering as we sing number 68.
Strength has failed ere the day is half done. us, help us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We take, O Lord, against our neighbors. Hallelujah. We take, Lord, the help that you give, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, help us to take, O Lord, in this moment, dear Lord, out of your fullness, grace, and help, Lord. Against our need, whatever it might be, dear Lord, you are sufficient, and your grace is able, Lord, to minister to every one of us. Lord, we open our hearts and we take the gift that you bring and that you offer. You give good gifts to your children, Lord, we receive. We take right now, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Supply every need. Oh, Lord, at this moment in our lives, for Jesus' sake we pray. Hallelujah. 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 We take, Lord. Hallelujah. I take the life of victory. I take all that you are. Hallelujah. Open my heart, O Lord. I need you. I need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Safe travel. We pray for the. We pray for every aspect of what's going to go on up there. We pray you have an open heaven over that area. We pray for the people, the counselors, and everybody helping out of there. We pray you clear out their heads and put your word into their spirit, Lord God. Not their idea, but your spirit.
Yes.
Pray the Holy Ghost would move and take control. Of it all.
Yes.
Amen.
You, Lord. Amen. 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 Amen.
shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to
people in our church over the last couple of years touched by God in different ways. People saved from the streets in our community, those who have been filled with the Holy Spirit, those even who have been healed physically. And it's brought up a lot of good conversation concerning why and when and how people are or aren't healed. And what we've discovered and what the Lord has shown us is that it's our job to have faith and to believe that God is not only able, but He has a heart that wants to save,
yes,
and wants to deliver and wants to heal. I remember when my dad passed away, only 59 years old, at his funeral, Brother Kenny Friedman said something that really stuck with me for the past 11, 12 years. He said, sometimes when we pray for people and they're not healed, we on this side of eternity might feel discouraged. But if you ask Gary Petrillo Sr., who's in heaven at this moment, in the presence of Jesus, if he in any way feels defeated, he would say, there is no defeat in Jesus. There is only victory. And so it's our job to believe and have faith that God is able and willing to heal and make sure we're in the right place to receive what the Lord does have for us. And that's important. But either way, we who are in Christ win.
Amen.
And we thank God for that victory. I remember after being in a severe fire, I was burned over 30% of my body. And after a couple of weeks of receiving several skin graft surgeries, I was told that the burn on my leg that had been grafted would need to be grafted again because the surgery was unsuccessful and that new skin did not take on my leg. And so I had a second operation in the same spot. And just to let you know, the skin graft surgeries and the experience in the hospital was far more painful than being burned in the fire itself. And so it was not something that I wanted to go through a second time, let alone a third time, when they told me after the second surgery it would need to be done a third time. And so I was a bit discouraged. And my wife had attended a local church. I was in upstate New York, in Syracuse, and one of the churches there had put our family up while I was in the hospital, and they were having a communion service, and my wife was at the altar receiving communion, and the Lord showed her a vision of Jesus at the edge of my hospital bed with a needle and thread in his hands, sewing the skin on my leg back together. And so she came to the hospital, and she told me what the Lord had shown her, and to my shame, I did not believe and chuckled and thought, this sounds a little bit silly. And the thought then came to me, the Lord, I believe, spoke to me and said, Gary, in your mother's womb, I knit you together. And I thought at that moment, Lord, if there's anyone who can sew, it would be you. And so in that moment of conviction, I turned to the Lord in belief and united with Catherine in faith. And the next morning, we took the bandages off my leg, and we saw skin on my leg that had not been there the night before. And the doctor came into the room and said, we're not worried about your leg anymore. You won't need that third surgery. And I was just so amazed and in awe and thankful. And over the years, I thought about that. You know, the Lord, in his sovereignty, could have made it so that I wasn't in that fire at all. Mm-hmm. He could have made it so that I didn't need any of these surgeries. And instead of worrying about the second one, he could have made sure it was the first one that worked and not waiting for the second one. Then, so you look at this and you may question or wonder why this and why not that. And I believe oftentimes these moments that we touch the Lord and he touches us and we see the supernatural, which he wants us to experience, are really moments that he wants us to remember how great he truly is, and to trust him for other areas of our life as well. So this morning, I'm reminded, even with that song, but with my life and with our church and with this camp, how great thou art.
Amen. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, pray.